Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Browers Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely magnificent day today. And one update I want to let you guys know on the website for all of our customers. We try to listen to feedback, and when we have consistent feedback on a similar topic, we try to adapt it and make it as best we can specifically for our customers on Health Masters family. So now you guys will notice when you log into your account or you want to look back at your previous orders or so forth, we have a order history button now at the top. So once you log in, you'll see the different things, say view, address book, edit, orders. Order history button, you can click it, and it will show you every single order you've placed, and including the product breakdown of each order, and there's an add to cart button beside each product. So you guys no longer have to search for products and add them back to your cart. You can simply go to your account, look at your order history, click the products that you want to reorder, and add them directly to your cart, and check out immediately. This has been something I've been working on for a while. I've had a lot of feedback on this, wanting it to be done. So we have it done, and we have it operational now so far, and looks like it's working really good. So I just wanted to let everybody know, all of our customers know, that we appreciate your feedback. I hope you enjoy this. It should make your order purchasing much, much more simplistic. So other than that, how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing great. Sounds like a wonderful upgrade. I like it when I get to see old orders when I order other stuff because I want to know what I purchased before. So I think that's a really good feature. And people, that way they can remember what they have or what they needed or what they used. I like that. You know, you guys, I've talked to you guys many times about Smart Dust. And I've talked about how they're read-write units that are piezoelectric crystals that can read your DNA and broadcast it. And interestingly enough, now other people are also starting to report on that and pulling up research on it. And there's an interesting one today. It's by a guy by the name of Celeste, or girl, and it says that the rise of the disembodied virtual assets and identities. And it starts talking about how these different types of the smart dust stuff, okay, that basically is, it works through the ether or Ethereum, and it says basically it's a cyborg chip that copies your DNA, has a capacity to write new strands of DNA. There you go. And it can read the electrical signatures of your DNA in real time. In other words, track you and broadcast you as to where and what you're doing. Now, I thought that was interesting to me. I thought, because I'm, you know, we've been talking about this now for about 3 years, and finally other researchers are finally coming out and talking about it. Austin and I were discussing in detail today before the show how the technology that we have that is so far advanced right now with DARPA and this type of technology with these read-write units, that it literally is, I personally believe, 400 or 500 years in front of us. I believe that we have a full breakaway society. I believe that the 5G technology that's being implemented is part of that technology, because these are basically scalar waves, Tesla waves. This is 5G. 5G basically is it can be used for massive amounts of increase in information data, because scalar waves, as we know, transfer information through the ether, and basically at the speed of light, and actually it's faster than the speed of light. Scalar waves have no boundaries. They're instant. If you go 100 million light years from Earth and you broadcast a scalar wave from Earth to 100 million light years away, it's there instantaneously. It's almost like in subspace, almost like it's something that you'd see on Star Trek, where they broadcast back through subspace to communicate with their bases that are 20 million, 30 million light years away. And it's interesting to me, these scalar waves are basically go at the speed of thought, which is what they are. And so I find it fascinating that one of Julian Assange's final tweets that he put out was, "Beware of the evil smart dust." He said, I mean, you think, well, did he really say that? Well, that's what they say he said. Because he's aware of it, he says it's everywhere, and they're making us inhale it. This thing, this technology that they have now is so far out there. This is all coming out of Tesla's work, out of Roswell from 1947 with back engineering, and of course, I personally believe they're working with these entities in order to accelerate the demise of man, in order to create Genesis chapter 6 all over again, which is what our Lord and Savior Jesus said to us in the book of Matthew, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. these guys are doing everything they can trying to force biblical prophecy and to force this smart grid upon us through the 5G technology. So it's interesting when you start looking at this stuff and the read-write units, the smart dust, and all of the things they infuse into our DNA, into our nervous system. Because remember, the way they electrify these things, these are like basically little microchips. And they're piezoelectric crystals. Because, you know, crystals hold tremendous amounts of information. People don't realize that. In fact, that would be the next step in computer evolution, would be to use crystals. You guys remember when you watched the Superman movies, you know, he had a crystal that came from Krypton, and he dropped the crystal into a slot, and it started up this machine and had all the stored data on it. Crystals contain so much information if they want to be stored that way. Now, what's fascinating about all of this stuff is our body has to have copper in high enough concentrations to allow our central nervous system to function and to maintain elasticity in the blood vessels. Now, what ends up happening is if you don't have sufficient copper, or you get aluminum or barium infused from a smart dust into you anyhow, the body will replace the copper and into your central nervous system and put the aluminum barium. This is what happened with the cows that had the mad cow's disease years ago. They were using mercury in their shots also, and mercury was causing neurological problems because it was being infused into their central nervous system in the place of copper. And so when you infuse this stuff into your body, which is a bioelectric machine, motor, energy field, these things light up. They just turn on because they're getting electrical charges. And then that's when they can become a read-write unit. They can also light up if they're being bombarded with 5G energy. They can also be read back and forth, read-write units. And now this article is saying that they have the technology to come in with these units and read-write and change your DNA from a frequency standpoint that we've talked about so many times in detail, how the fields of energy can be used to make you sick, make you diseased, make you happy, make you elated, make you suicidally depressed. Royal Rife, back in the 20s and 30s, that drove him basically insane. He developed a microscope to determine what type of cancer you had and what type of frequency needed to be used to kill the cancer cell without hurting the host, as far as the human. And they basically drove him insane with the Rockefeller Medical Complex, and basically he was in it broken and destitute before it was over with, because they said he was such a quack. And now they're realizing that cancer can be cured with specific frequencies, but they're not going to give you that technology. They're realizing that you can change a person's DNA. Russia has already done this with lizards and salamanders when they irradiate them with a certain frequency, and they change the formation of the life structure. They actually change what it was supposed to be. In other words, if it's a salamander, it may turn into a frog. I mean, they change things by changing and rewriting their DNA using frequency. This is the potential of this type of technology. If they want to create a transhuman person, they infuse them with smart dust. They crank us up into a 5G network. They bombard us with blue light. And whatever they want us to turn into or die from or whatever, they can create that type of energy field around us instantaneously. This is why this is so dangerous. You say, well, they're going to implement it and, you know, they're not going to be problems with it. Well, they're probably going to keep it turned way down. Let's say if it'll run it at 100, they're probably going to run it at 1 or 2%. So you don't get all of these horrible things happening to you. Because if you look at those cell towers, cell towers operate at very, very low wattage and voltage. Very, very low. But they have these giant cables, like 3-inch across solid copper cables that feed up to the top where the tower is. Why do they need that much power going through that antenna if they're using such a small amount of power? Well, there's a reason for that. They have to be able to turn it way up and really make it resonate and do anything they want to do with it. You see the next time you go to a cell tower, look at the size of the cabling that's running up on the outside or on the inside beams. It's unbelievably how big this stuff is. And it's because they want to have the ability to crank this stuff up to create an energy field around you to do whatever they want to do with your personality, with your health, with your life. You know, it's crazy what they're doing. In fact, don't think that our bodies are that strong, because, you know, we have to be saved through the blood of Jesus. We have to be. We have to have our energy fields restored continually through the blood of the Lamb, because that's why it says no further sacrifice is needed, because Christ died for us. We've done shows on this before. Just yesterday, Austin, I didn't even tell you this. I had a friend of mine, he emailed me on Saturday and told me his niece, 30 years old, who's a registered nurse, worked in a hospital, who's had all of her flu shots, all of her immunizations, has two children, loved God, and basically the kids have all been fully immunized, that she ended up going to the dentist last Tuesday, and on Wednesday She got really sick. On Thursday, she went to the doctor. They put her in the hospital with pneumonia. On Friday, she went into organ failure, and she died yesterday. She's 30 years old. Now, she's 30 years old. She's dead. And he said he went to the hospital to see her, to visit her, and both the children are there, wild, drinking sodas and eating candy, eating all the sugar, eating the junk, and their immunizations were up to 100%, he checked, and the kids have been fully immunized for everything. And she's dead. When they inject you with these things, these vaccines, and they put these poisons in your body, and they put these viruses, these known viruses, into your body, it massively reduces your ability from your what it does, it reduces the ability of your immune system to fight back, because the body can't do it, because it's overloaded, because it's already trying to produce all these antigens against 40 or 50 different types of diseases. Plus, the lady a few years ago, I'll pull her article up right now, she was put into prison. Put into prison because she discovered in her own research, and I'm talking top PhD from a top university, she discovered in her own research that they were putting leukemia viruses in the immunizations intentionally. And she found them in the doggone leukemia viruses. And she basically published it in a major article that she found these doggone leukemia viruses in the immunizations they were giving people. And they came to her and they said, "You have to retract this." She goes, "Why do I have to retract this?" And she goes, they said, "Well, you know, because you weren't supposed to release this information publicly." She goes, "I'm not going to retract it. My research shows it perfectly." Austin, they took her and they basically put her in jail for like 5 days because she refused to retract it, locked her up.
Wow.
And then they fired her from her university. Then they turned around and basically said she was a quack. And then she had a gag order on her for 5 years. And finally now she's come out and she's written a book and said, "Look what they've done to me. They've ruined my life. They've ruined my reputation." She goes, "I'll never be able to do anything again as far as having the ability to go in and, you know, do research at a major university because they basically told me that I'm basically blacklisted now." And this is the kind of stuff they do to people who go out and tell the truth. So guys, it's so important that you all tell your friends, listen to the Ted and Austin Brewer show. I know a lot of you do that, and I thank you for it. But I can't tell you how important this is because, guys, I have a good friend of mine, Matthew, out of California. I talked to him over the weekend, and he asked me. He goes, "Ted, why'd you go on amoxicillin?" And I said, "Well, the doctor who's giving me the vitamin C suddenly dropped dead at the age of 52 last summer. Within a week, he was dead. And I said, I can't find another place to do vitamin C locally where I am. Some places only do it once or twice a week. And I said, I didn't get ahead of this, whatever it was inside of me, and I got really sick. And you guys heard me on the radio last week. I'm still dealing with it because I hate antibiotics. I loathe them because it takes too much time to restore your intestinal flora once you start on this junk. But I knew that something had really gotten a hold of me last week. And I knew, you know, by Wednesday morning when I started on the antibiotic cycle, that I'm 63 years old and I was playing a game that I didn't need to play. Now, what does that mean? When you break yourself, when you start breaking your system down and you're only getting 1 or 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night and you're starting to feel really bad and you're coughing and hacking and you're not getting past where you need to be with this stuff, if you're 13 or 14 or 15 or 20 years old and you have a real high reserve energy, you might be able to go ahead and work your way through that. But at the age of 63, too many people die. And you say, "Well, Ted, you're in great shape." Yeah, I am in great shape. The point is, it doesn't make any difference. Sometimes you've got to go on traditional medicine. I don't like it. Now, if I had gotten a hold of the vitamin C intravenously, which I still can't find, by the way, I would have gone ahead and I would have got that done here locally. My heart goes out to all of you who are in areas where you don't have the ability to get vitamin C. I feel like I'm in that same area now. I've called up all these clinics. They're either open or closed or not open or closed, or they don't do this, or they don't take new patients, on and on and on and on. And there's only a couple of places in all of Central Florida, Tampa and Orlando, that I can find that I feel are reputable that are willing to do this. And I can't get an appointment. Can't even answer the telephones. I guess they're scared to death they're going to get put out of business by the FDA. I don't know. So the nuttiest part about all of this stuff is, guys, we've got to keep our immune system strong because they're doing everything they can. And remember with the Morgellons was found only to affect people that had high amounts of heavy metals in their body from, like, vaccinations with aluminum, mercury, etc. If you have low levels of heavy metals, you don't really get Morgellons, according to the research that I've read. And that's why these people that are fully vaccinated, who make sure they eat all the junk they can get out of their body, they end up coming down with more gels. Why? Because their immune system is already so compromised. Here's the article I was looking for. A researcher jailed after uncovering deadly virus, leukemia virus, delivered through human vaccines intentionally. The researcher says the facts about Julie A. Mikovits, I'll spell that, M-I-K-O-V-I-T-S, PhD, she was thrown in prison after she refused to discredit her own research that led to the discovery that deadly retroviruses have been transmitted to about 25 million Americans through vaccines. Now, think about what I just said. She actually, she said, she did her research, she said it looked like a virus, it smelled like a virus, the retrovirus, because those are the types of viruses that disrupt the immune system, you hear what I just said? And several other investigations back in the 90s that actually isolated retroviruses from these people, but the government called them contaminants that weren't real. It's not real, not here. These are not real, nothing to see here, move on. And that they didn't have anything to do with the disease. Well, she says, we isolated a new family of viruses that were called xenotropic murine leukemia viruses. So these viruses were basically introduced into the immunizations and the vaccines, and they were mouse viruses. To spin forward 2 years, the paper published in one of the best scientific journals in the world, Science, October the 8th, 2009, usually makes someone's career, but in my case, it ended my career as I knew it. So in 2011, another AIDS researcher in the journal called Frontiers of Microbiology paper, and it cost me a lot, and said basically I was wrong. So when did we start vaccines? And so she starts talking about the 30s or the 50s and the 30s with the polio. Well, here's the problem, guys. They gave us a simian 60 vaccine that had cancer cells from cancerous kidney cells out of monkeys. And they gave that orally to 100 million people. So now we have a massive amount of people who have, that have been linked directly back to this, that have brain cancer, bone cancer, and breast cancer directly linked to. Now here's the crazy thing about it is, from an epigenetic standpoint, this virus was given back to us back in the 50s and the 60s, and it was transferred into our children through epigenetics automatically. They never got that same virus, that same polio vaccine. So what they're doing is they're putting this stuff into our vaccines, and they're basically killing us with it. They're destroying our immune system. She said, I was fired. I was jailed without cause, without hearing, without any civil rights at all, just dragged out of my house in shackles one day on November the 18th, 2011, because I refused to denounce the data. I refused to say it was a mistake because I've got the data. It was not a mistake. I showed the data. I showed all of the data, and I just refused. They basically said, tell everybody you made it all up, and you can go home. And if you don't, we will destroy you, and they did. Guys, this is what we're fighting against. A medical cartel that's so powerful, a petrochemical banking cartel that's so powerful, and they're absolutely bent on lowering the population of the United States through retroviruses and damaging our DNA. I remember years ago when I was watching one of Jesse Ventura's show, basically the conspiracy theory. And I forgot the lady's name. He brought in from Costa Rica. She came in like on a private plane and was hiding everywhere. And finally she told Jesse, she said, this is against our immune systems. They're doing everything they possibly can to kill us and to lower our resistance. Why? Because when they introduce a pathological plague or 5G plague or some type of poison into the environment like they've been doing with the chemtrails, it lowers our resistance down to a point that we simply can't fight it off, and we have a massive die-off. Look at the Deagle Statistics Company, and how they're saying the population of the United States is going to drop like 50, 60, 70, 80% within 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Why is that happening, and why are they saying this to us, and what information do they have that we don't have about this? Guys, this is not a game with these guys. This is an all-out onslaught against Western civilization. They want to reduce the planet's population by 95%, and they're going to do it. And that means they got to kill us all. And that's the goal here with these crazy people that are in this new world order. So I say this to you, and I say this very sincerely. Stay on your nutritional supplements. I have not had a cold or flu or anything, you can ask Austin, in years and years and years. And I don't know what the heck I got exposed to in that walk-in clinic when I went in there Saturday 2 weeks ago. But, gosh, it was something awful. And people are dying from this stuff all over the country. And they're getting sick, just like this lady that Kevin knew up in South Carolina. So continue to pray for our safety. I'll continue to pray for y'all's safety. And just realize, we are in this together. This is a fight. And by golly, as long as I got breath in my lungs and I can stand up, I'm going to fight these clowns, because these guys, as far as I'm concerned, can go straight to hell, which is where they're going to end up anyhow, because I'm not going to play their little stupid games. I haven't done it in years. I'm not about to start now. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, well said, man. No, there's no question about it. There's some serious issues that are going on right now. And I think almost the aspect of them wanting just the population to die off, it's almost too simplistic of an outlook for them. Because if you look at what they're really doing, I mean, that would be a pretty easy task for the most part. I mean, you could run a drone over big major cities and just release, you know, sarin nerve gas if you wanted to, and just knock out huge swaths of people. But that's too simplistic. That's too easy. They want to figure out how to kill the population while extracting as much wealth from them as physically possible. Because you have to think about it. If they kill off, you know, 40, 50 million, 100 million people, one giant chunk, who's going to buy all their crap? Who's going to keep the infrastructure running? Who's going to keep burning all their fuel in their cars? They have to keep people just on the precipice of death, just alive enough to continue receiving money, to continue paying money, to continue buying things, to continue pushing the hospital and industrial, the insurance industrial complex and so forth. And that's why it's so important to just step out of their game. That's what we tell everybody all the time. Just step out. Don't participate. Take all your marbles and go home. And what I mean by that is, don't buy GMO foods. Don't drink water with fluoride in it. Don't inoculate your children and your cells with flu vaccines and all types of other toxic vaccines with adjuvants in it. Make sure you're staying away from all the different toxic additives they add to food, including MSG, aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, all this stuff. And stay off of the pharmaceutical drugs as much as physically possible, unless you need to do something specific like Dad said with amoxicillin. Think about amoxicillin. That's a very old school antibiotic, and it's very effective for what it is. And the side effects are usually little to none on it, as long as you go on a good probiotic once you come off of it after a week, week and a half. And that's what people have to start realizing, is we have to just step out of their game. As difficult as it is, as much work as it takes, we have to start doing that, because we can keep running our mouths as a country as much as we want, but running our mouths without action is going to get nothing. That's why we try to do the best we can at Health Masters to provide the best supplements, but also try to provide you guys with the best advice and best nutritional info. That's when you called the Health Master. I mean, I heard Steve the other day. He was on the phone with somebody for almost 45 minutes, and not even trying to push an order. We're just trying to give them a lot of health advice, because they didn't really know anything. They'd heard about us on our show for the first time last week. They called in, and they just said, listen, I'm wanting to go on a basic plan, but I need a whole lifestyle change. And he worked with them, and you know, they got a couple different base supplements, like the Ultimate Multiple, the B Complex, the cod liver oil, and you know, we'll see what happens in the next month or so on how they respond to it, if they call back, you know. But they were very awake. You know, I heard part of the call, and they said, you know, listen, this makes sense. You know, we've been wondering what's going on. You know, we hear people talk about some of the stuff, and none of it makes sense, but now it's starting to all tie into it. And that's why on the show we try to bring all this stuff together. Perfect example, you guys, I'm sure have heard about these insanely deadly wildfires, the two huge ones that just literally exploded out of nowhere last week. And multiple people I've been reading online have been talking about directed energy weapons, that they can't pinpoint anywhere this thing started, as far as nobody started it. They're blaming it on the winds, they're blaming it on this, so forth. Well, here's an interesting article. This is from Fox News. This isn't even from any alternative. This is from actually Fox News. Granted, it doesn't talk about what I'm about to add on to it, but this will open your mind up here for a second. Think about this for a second. Two utility companies in California have now told state regulators that each utility company sustained almost full power outages just minutes before a pair of destructive wildfires erupted last week on either end of the state. Southern California Edison said in an initial electric safety incident report to the California Public Utilities Commission that there was a full outage on its electrical circuits at the Chadsworth substation in Ventura County. They said that the fire also started at 2:24 p.m. on Thursday, just minutes after the power went out. A spokesperson for Southern California Edison told KQED the agency was not sure what triggered a sensor in the circuit and what made the full outage. They said when a circuit relays, it senses a disturbance on the circuit and switches the circuit off. At this point, we have no indication from fire agency personnel that there was anybody involved in actually starting the fire. Case number two, in the northern part of the state, utility company Pacific Gas and Electric notified regulators there was a problem on their electrical transmission line just minutes before the campfire erupted. The company said in one paragraph summary filed Thursday with the state utility regulators that it experienced a full outage on the line at 6:15 a.m., which is about 15 minutes before that fire started. So we have two power companies on opposite ends of the state, both shut down without power minutes before the fire starts in those areas. Now, some people say that's coincidence. I don't know. But all I know is one thing is these directed energy weapons that use 5G technology and the stuff we have seen now come to the forefront of DARPA, that they're just starting to give us an idea of what they already have in their arsenal now, has tremendous effects on electrical currents. We already know that. So the probability that both of these things happen to both of these electrical companies on opposite ends of the state at different times, both of them minutes before the fire started, is very, very likely that there was some type of interference of either whether it was a directed energy weapon or something else happened. I was reading something the other day with the nickname with the Rod of God, with that giant satellite directed energy weapon they have that orbits space now. The levels of stuff that we have as far as technology with weapons, I don't think a lot of people even comprehend. And that's why I told so many people on the show a couple weeks ago when that whole brouhaha was starting below the southern border with that giant caravan approaching the border. I said, this is so stupid. I said, this is all just bread and circus. I said, all they have to do is set up about 100 of those vehicles long down the border because they have huge ranges on them. They swivel and everything else. You see it on YouTube. From like 10 years ago, they were testing these things out. It's like a big Humvee with a big satellite dish on it. It's called a directed energy weapon. All they got to do is turn one of those things on and face it towards the caravan, and people disperse from like 1,000 meters out because it feels like your skin's about to burn off. It's so hot, microwave energy. That was so silly because that's the stuff we have right now. If the caravan gets close, the military's got to open fire with live ammunition on them and mow down the entire caravan. I saw alternative news talking about that. I thought to myself, I'm like, either you got to be one of the most just brain-dead people in the world understanding what that's going to happen from a humanitarian standpoint. And secondly, you can't start mowing down individuals because they're walking towards your border, unless you're Israel, of course. But again, when you have so many different substitutes like the directed energy weapons that are so effective, and you can watch the YouTube video where they have the crowd, they're interviewing them after they were testing it, and the guy said, yeah, dude, they said it feels like your skin's on fire. You don't even want to be near. You just run in the opposite direction. Well, think if they have that stuff on steroids and they take a dry, arid climate like California and they direct that thing against a patch of dead grass and bam, turn it on, and all of a sudden this fire blows out of nowhere, knocks the electrical grid off that's the closest in the area, and we have this wildfire at unprecedented temperatures. I saw a video the other day from an earlier fire, but very similar to this. It was a similar fire, I think it was a year ago, and it went underneath a bridge. Dude, it melted the bridge. The steel I-beams in the bridge were actually sagging. The entire asphalt on the bridge was melting in a gloppy soup below the bridge, and everything was melted around it as the fire had ravaged through there. I've had bonfires before. When this is Florida, I've made numerous bonfires, all types of dry, dead material, and I've never seen a fire anywhere near hot enough to actually melt steel I-beams that can carry a bridge. I've never seen that happen before. So we either only have two options. Either we have A, this thing's being forced to get hotter and hotter with directed energy weapons, or they're feeding it with some type of particles via aluminum or something else. But what we're seeing out in California now is not by any means, in my opinion, an accident. And once I saw that Fox News article that both of those electrical substations on opposite ends of the state completely got knocked out of power before the fire started both by them, that's too coincidental to me, Dad.
Well, also, think about this. If the main utilities go down, and if the cities don't have backup generators that can handle the doggone pumps for their water systems, the fire hydrants aren't going to work. Period.
Nope.
And the water's out. Because, I mean, it happens here all the time in Florida. We have power go out, we're out of water. Done. Now, but a lot of cities will have backup systems, and they can come online. But the reality is, I mean, how well are the backup systems going to work, and what happens when all the water lines in the houses break because they melt, and now you got water leaks in all the houses? How much water pressure are they going to have to even run a fire hydrant? If you get 100 houses on a block that are that disappear, and all the pipes are spewing water everywhere, how much water is going to be left in the hydrant? So,
yep.
Major issues. And think about it. You know, when Judy Woodward wrote that book, and she talked about directed energy weapons, she was very, very, very clear. She said, look, she goes, something happened with the trade towers. There was a reason that people 20, 30, 40, 50 stories above the fire line, they were jumping out of the windows and committing suicide when there was really no way the fire had gotten to them, because all it was just burning kerosene, jet fuel. And she said the buildings that weren't hot enough, because there really wasn't any flame. It was smoke. Smoky fires really aren't that hot. And, you know, it's not like they were in a blast furnace and somebody's pumping oxygen in to get them hotter and hotter and hotter to melt steel. And suddenly people start diving out of windows, and it was raining bodies, she said in her book, Where Did the Towers Go? And why did that happen? Because if the microwave energy system is hitting a building and they're putting the building into residence and you're in the building, you're in the microwave and you're getting cooked. And you're burning up alive, and you can feel it. You can feel the heat, and you're like being cooked alive. So if I was being cooked in a microwave, I would also jump out the window to kill myself.
Yeah.
Just to stop the pain, because you can't get away from it. So this is what's going on with our technology that we have. We have literally a breakaway civilization that's capable of doing extraordinary things that we're completely unaware of and doing it very well, including smart dust that can read right your DNA and broadcast it. And I've talked to you guys about this for years and years and years, and we don't make this stuff up. Now, it sounds crazy to me as it does to you guys, but the research and the stuff is there. And think about this. Now, Austin was talking about the Rod of God weapon. What the Rod of God weapon is, it's a satellite-based system that has giant tungsten rods that are like the size of telephone poles. Tungsten is extremely heavy. It's like lead. And what they do is they basically drop these like a missile straight down, like a meteorite. They come down incredibly fast, tens of thousands of miles an hour because of gravity, because of their weight. And when they hit the ground, they explode, causing these massive explosions. Now, think about that for a second. Now, how in the world do we have lead telephone poles, and how do we get those into orbit with that kind of weight? Just a thought. How do we get them up there on a little Atlas V rocket? I mean, how does a lead telephone pole get up there? Well, there's a reason for it. We have entire space fleets, I believe this with all of my heart, that use anti-gravity technology that was developed back in the 30s in Germany. It's not like we're trying to make this stuff up. They had this technology. And the craziest thing about it is they don't want us to have the technology because here's the problem. See, they don't need fossil fuels. They're not fossil fuels anyhow. It's not oil is not from dinosaurs. That's a stupid thing. That it's a theory. It's not even true. The Earth makes its own petrochemical products. But here's the thing. Let me give you an example. When you run water at about 200 meters per second, it starts to glow. It turns blue. It starts putting off an electromagnetic field. This is how the ley lines work when they powered up the doggone, you know, pyramids. And if you continue doing that through the vortices of the Earth, that water turns into a petrochemical product that turns into oil. That's how the system works. They can manufacture oil from water doing the same thing, and they've already done that in Germany too. But what happens is when you have the technology available to you to do all of these crazy things and have these breakaway civilizations, you're going to use it because they don't want us to know that gasoline is antiquated, that we don't need to have gasoline. That electric cars are antiquated. We don't need to have that either. We have enough energy in the air, and Tesla told us this, that we can put an energy vortice or an energy receiver on an automobile and run on free energy all over the planet and never have to ever refuel the engine. It's an electric engine. We have that technology. We've had it since Nikola Tesla for over 100 years. We just don't want to use it because the Rockefeller petrochemical industry basically likes to rape us for money. It's like Austin says, they're trying to kill us. Yeah. They want to get as much money from us as they can before we die. And the thing that really ticks me off is this. These greedy jerks, they've got so much money. They print the currency. They can do whatever they want. They own hundreds. They have quadrillions of dollars. Quadrillions. Thousands of trillions. And it's not enough for these greedy guys. guys. I want to say a bad word. I'm not going to do it. It's not enough. It's never enough. They run on greed. They live on greed. And all they want to do is take your stuff. And I mean, it's crazy. I had a friend of mine. He's over there in Europe right now. He's got a nonprofit ministry and he's got like 16 cities and 16 and 17 nights. And he hired a private plane to run him around. And I was asking him, I said, well, what did the plane cost? And he goes, well, it doesn't matter. You know, we're just, you know, and I said to him, I said, the reason it doesn't matter with you is because you're a nonprofit and you don't have to fill out a Schedule C and justify all of your expenses to the IRS. You know, when you have a business, you got to show why you did all of this stuff and have receipts for it. I said, you don't have to do all that.
Yep.
I said, you're operating the same way everybody operated before the Federal Reserve Act and the federal income tax started in the United States. And when there was no federal income tax, guys, and the government did everything off of basically, taxes and, not taxes, but on the stuff where they import stuff. When they did all of that stuff, we had the ability to all have a nonprofit corporation in which we didn't have to justify any of our expenses because there was no income tax. And that's why this country expanded and grew so stinking fast. And they knew that we would have freedom here, unprecedented in world history. So they had to bring in the Federal Reserve Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank, the same year, Woodrow Wilson brought in the federal income tax, because it was a way to tax the people of the United States to pay off the interest on the Federal Reserve notes. And that's how they put us into slavery. And I see that we're all supposed to be basically, none of us should have to justify anything we spend in a business, no income tax on any of it. All of our employees shouldn't have to pay any Social Security or income tax. And if there's any money left at the end of the year, you can take it out as profits and be done with it. No bank keeping, no bookkeeping, none of it. We shouldn't have to have any of that stuff, which is the way it was before the federal income tax crap started. That's how these robber barons, these people that were financed through Rothschilds like Carnegie and a bunch of these other guys and J.P. Morgan, this is how they built huge industries. Same thing with Ford, who was not financed through those groups. They could keep the money they made. I mean, there's a concept that seems odd today, isn't it? They could keep the money they made because they weren't being forced to pay illegal taxes. You know, and so when the government gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it just continues to become more bureaucratic and it has to have more money being pumped into it. I mean, what do we have? Over 100 million people now involved in city government, county, national, internet, but government. So we have all these people that generate zero revenue. They don't make anything, but yet they're on we have support at all. And the reason that's happening is because we just are in a situation where we have unfair laws that have been placed on us from the Federal Reserve System and Woodrow Wilson, who was the worst president we had in the United States, only second to Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, these are the two worst as far as I'm concerned. And, it's just what it is and what's going on. So I get frustrated also when I start talking about this stuff because a lot of you guys already know this stuff. You say Ted's being redundant. But then again, we have a lot of new listeners going like, what the heck is Ted talking about? By the way, Facebook has crashed. And I would just say, praise God. Facebook is down. The site is unavailable for users around the globe. Facebook crashed for users just before 1 p.m. today. Both desktop and mobile sites have been affected, with users unable to log in. And most users were able to log in again within 30 minutes. Still, other places around the country are still down and out with Facebook. So to me, I'm really, really happy that it crashed. They were probably doing some type of new spy upgrade system. And so they're allowed to do all of that. So it's just crazy to me that people are so caught up in this stuff and they don't realize, really what's going on as far as how much they're being spied on from Facebook and these other social medias. What do you think, son?
No, you're exactly right. There's no question about it. It's funny you said that because I said the exact same thing earlier. You weren't even over here yet. And when I saw Facebook crashed earlier, and I said, CIA probably needed to download some new spyware in there, and so they needed to make sure everything went down and reboot the system so they could monitor everybody more closely. But you're right, because we're in a position now where, millions upon millions upon millions of people are employed by the federal government. I'm by no means picking on you if you work for the federal government, because there's a lot of jobs that are still important. But on the other hand, too, you have to think about it. Same thing Dad just said. You know, you have average, say, 7-8 million people working for the federal government. You know, there's no production of any goods or services that are actually being used in a capitalistic society there. It's just being paid by the federal government for money that they basically have to extract from the population to pay everybody else. I mean, when I remember there's an article that I brought up was about 6-7 months ago, and I was doing some research on it, and I was finding out what some of, like, the bookkeeping jobs up at Capitol Hill and some of the positions for people that were doing minute jobs. I mean, like, accountant secretary making $150,000 a year in Washington, D.C. And, I mean, I'm talking, like, a lot of money for doing literally nothing. I mean, the position, it sounded like it's a made-up name in some cases. And that's what we see happening here. I mean, to the point now, it reaches a point. I told you guys this numerous times about my buddy who works construction. He tried to pull out $15,000 in cash out of the bank to simply pay some subcontractors by material, which, I mean, 15 grand is a decent amount of money. I mean, it's a big chunk. But, I mean, it's not like he said, I need $1 million in cash, $1 million. He needed $15,000 in cash. And he said, well, if you do that, sir, you basically have to fill out this form, and you basically have to tell us, let us know, it's an IRS form, let us know what you're using the money for and why you need it and everything else. And he goes, are you serious? I said, yeah. Anything over $10,001, you basically have to disclose why you need the money and what you're going to use it for. And he goes, no, I'm not telling you what I need my money for. It's my money. It's my money in my account that I want now. We can't give it to you until you tell us what you need the money for. And the crazy part is now, if you deposit more than $10,000 or even less than $10,000 and you do it a couple different times and don't disclose where the money came from right when you got the money, then they charge you with structuring. That, to me, is one of the most egregious, unconstitutional aspects that I have ever heard of in my life. I couldn't even fathom that concept, to be honest with you. It blew my mind. When I first heard about structuring 6-7 years ago, I had to sit down and say, no, that's not, you're not accurate on that. I got to do some more research. And I did research on it, and I found that it was real. If they think, don't even have to have any type of proof that you're committing a crime or you're doing anything illegal, but you've deposited X amount of dollars in the bank at certain times, and it's equal money that they deem to be too much, they seize your account, stop everything in your account. Doesn't matter what you have going on for your family, your business, your bills, your house payment, your car payment, nothing. And they charge you with structuring, and you have to prove you are not committing a crime to acquire the money, and you're paying all your taxes. You have to prove you're innocent so you can keep your money. That concept, when I understood that they actually do that to people, I was baffled. I was literally baffled. I couldn't believe it. And it goes right back to what Dad said. They're doing this slowly and slowly and slowly to the point now where, I mean, the idea of freedom is really a void concept down in the United States. I mean, yes, we still have aspects of freedom. We still have pockets of freedom on certain things, but they're trying to get rid of all of that. That's why the media and the social media is pushing so hard to get rid of the First Amendment. That's why the left can say anything they want, threaten anybody they want, push any type of communistic regime they want, and it's okay. It's free speech. But then as soon as somebody comes out on the right and says, well, guys, we probably shouldn't have just completely unvetted Muslim integration in this country, it's probably not a good idea. Oh my gosh, you're a xenophobe. You're a racist. You can't say that. That's just probably, honestly, just a thought. That's probably not a good idea. You can't say that. You can't say that. We have to shut you up now. We're the security. We got to block you. We got to block your Facebook. We have to take your whole account down. That's what they're doing now, and it's absolutely crazy. And now we have what's going on down here in Florida, which is like the biggest circus clown act I have seen in Florida since the year 2000. If not bigger than what we see going down now, as far as in Palm Beach, Governor Rick Scott now has basically filed a lawsuit yesterday on Broward and Palm County because he asked a judge to issue an emergency injunction now for the county sheriff and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to seize all voting machines, tally devices, and ballots when they're basically, because now, according to Florida law, if the county has not submitted the results by the deadline, the results on file at the time are what are basically taking place now. And they're not doing it. The county's now saying they won't even make the Thursday deadline for the recount. They've been counting ballots and finding ballots left and right, oh, even over the weekend. Oh, we found another 2,000 ballots over here. Oh, we found a shoebox. We don't really know where they came from, but we found a shoebox with ballots in it. All Democrats, we got to add that one too. They're blatantly violating federal law, and now Florida officials came out today and said that almost 200,000 registered voters may not be U.S. citizens in the state of Florida now. Earlier this week, state election officials announced that they had identified more than 2,600 people who were in Florida legally, but were not eligible to vote. So the Department of State asked county election officials to verify the information. After an initial list drawn up by the state shows a comparison of voter list and driver's license information, turned up a list of 182,000 people who may not be U.S. citizens and are not eligible to vote but did. State officials, however, note that some on the list may have become citizens after first getting their driver's license. Kate said that the list of 182,000 people was drawn up by first checking names and date of birth and either driver's license and social security numbers and addresses. Most of the matches had identical driver's license number, names, and births. The state document showed that out of the nearly 182,000 identified, that more than 172,000 were active voters, meaning they had cast ballots in either recent elections or recent or been registered recently and may possibly not be legally eligible to vote. So now they got to dig into this debacle that we have with almost 200,000 people that we have questioned if they voted and were they allowed basically to legally vote. We got to backtrack and check all this now. So this is crazy, but I mean, we've seen it down here. I mean, Broward County, in my opinion now, the more I've seen this in the last couple of years, it's pretty much a global, I mean, it's like the globalist headquarters of Florida. You know, I didn't really realize this. You know, I knew Broward was bad. I've been down there before. I know people live down there. But, you know, I saw earlier today, you know, first we got Brenda Snipes down there, who's supervisor of election, who's been surrounded with fraud for like the last 20 years now. That's the same place Congressman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that's her district down there, which we've already talked about how fraudulent she is. Also, too, Broward County is home to Sheriff Scott Israel, who was head of the Parkland shooting, which I've talked about in detail, what a debacle that whole thing turned out to be. Also, David Hogg came out of there, and also, too, remember this, the MAGA bomber, the random dude that came out of the woodwork that apparently sent fake pipe bombs to Democratic officials. You guys remember a couple months ago, or 2 months ago, remember the Caesar Sayoc, the guy we have photos of from 2 years ago in three-piece suits with diamond watches on, partying with Democratic, basically, electors in up down there in South Florida, who all of a sudden now, 2 years later, is living in his van making pipe bombs as a hardcore Trump supporter. Makes no sense to me at all. I don't know if you guys have seen that. Probably have. There's photos that surfaced a month ago of him down in South Florida at these big, expensive Democratic parties. I mean, fancy suits on, jewelry on, photos with all these First off, you don't get invited to those kind of things unless you're somebody. I've never been invited to a Democratic or even a Republican fundraiser of that level, not to the level these guys were wearing. I mean, these guys, you could tell, I mean, they had money. And now all of a sudden, 2 years later, the guy that allegedly has done this pipe bomb thing now is living in his van and is a huge Trump supporter. Yeah, and by the way, he was also found in Broward County as well. How many times do we have to keep finding fraud and weird coincidental things in Broward before we start realizing there's a duck's a duck down there? So just kind of a side note, I got sidetracked on that, Dad, but this whole thing that we're seeing down here is frustrating. I mean, because not only is it being used as a circus clown act to distract us from what's really going on, they're really trying to fix the election down here in Florida at the same time, violating federal law, and the Sheriff's Department is not even enforcing what's going on down there right now, Deb.
Well, they don't want to enforce what's going on, Austin, because, you know, the Sheriff Israel, you know, he's basically as corrupt as it gets. I mean, this is the same guy that, you know, said the Shabbat synagogue down the street found the young man walking down the street who supposedly was the shooter, which I don't believe for 1 second, after a doggone looks like a Mossad hit team went in and took out a bunch of kids. I mean, this whole county in Florida is corrupt with Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian, and Shabbat members who were also, how can I say this, really into the Kabbalah, all trying to bring in the end times. And so nobody else wants to talk about this stuff. I don't want to talk about it, but it's just, this is the thing that's going on. Broward County needs to have a house cleaning. I mean, a complete and total house cleaning and get all these crazy people out of it. By the way, the children trained to kill Russians, boys and girls as young as 8, now are being taught to fire AK-47s at Ukrainian nationalist camp. This is getting crazy. Temper of Will, a radicalist nationalistic youth camp that teaches children to defend their country from Russians, are some of the training girls that include the campers being awakened in the middle of the night with a blast from a grenade organized by the National Symbolita Party. Children are taught to think of their targets, not to think of their targets as human beings, but as animals. Guys, this is what's going on right now all over the world with these crazy people that are doing this stuff. And the sad part about it is, guys, it's just one of those things that we don't understand, that, you know, people act like this and they're like this. It's absolutely nuts to me. Oh, by the way, German police are basically now are blaming the victims for the epidemic of gang rapes of German women by Muslim migrants. Think about that for a second. German police chief are blaming the victims of being raped by the Muslim migrants. He goes, therefore, he is warning women not to drink any alcohol when they go out following the savage gang rape of an 18-year-old girl in Freiburg, magazine Der Spiegel reports. This is Voice of Europe. And he goes, we cannot protect women from being raped by Muslim men, but I can advise this. Don't make yourself vulnerable by using alcohol or drugs. Guys, I don't even know what to say about this. We got Muslims here in one country learning to shoot Russians. We got Muslims in another country, in Germany now, raping women at will, and people saying, make sure these women don't use drugs or don't use any alcohol, or they're going to be raped and we can't protect them. I mean, Austin, this is absolutely insanity. It doesn't seem to be getting any better, and its sad part about it is that the vast majority of the world doesn't want to talk about it, but now 50% of Germans have had enough, and they want to move out of their own country because of what's happening with this Muslim Holocaust that's occurring, and not that these people are being killed who are Muslims, but the Muslims are coming in and completely taking over the culture of these European countries, all because of the blithering idiot Angela Merkel, who has now announced her retirement, is first part of the year. So guys, it's a major, major mess, and we have to understand that this immigrant population implosion into the United States isn't changing either. Illegal immigrant families shattered all-time records in October last month, 400% higher than 2017. People say that Trump's tightening down the borders. He's not doing crap for the borders. I'm just telling you that. I'm not going to give him some big accolade for that. 400% higher than 2017. Illegal immigrant families shattered the old records and snuck into the country at record rates in October, according to new numbers released Friday. A staggering 23,000 parents and children traveling as families were caught jumping the border in October alone. That's nearly 40% higher than any month on record. It's almost nearly 400% higher than recorded just a year ago. The numbers underscore the challenge the Trump administration is facing as it tries to tap down on what appears to be a run for the border by Central Americans, particularly Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Pushed by the grim conditions back home and enticed to the U.S. by our expanding economy and by lax policies, children and families of those countries have come to dominate the border immigration policy and have now replaced the drug trade as the new cash trade for bringing people into the United States in order to become wealthy. Guys, this is not getting any better. It's getting worse. Because the bigger our economy gets, and the more money these illegals are making coming into this country, and they write home and they tell their families how much money they're making here, it's like literally wanting to move into the Garden of Eden for these people. It's a hellhole in El Salvador and Honduras. All of you, if you've never, ever been on international trips in which you've gone to third world countries, which Austin and I have done many times, you would not believe how bad it is. I remember one time we were in Mexico at Puerto Vallarta, Austin, you remember this, and we were horseback riding off a cruise ship. And as we picked up the horses at this unbelievably horrible stable and got them saddled, we had to kick through miles of trash on the road, the horses did, as they were walking, because there is no infrastructure to even pick up garbage where we were. And it was like living in a pit of trash. And I thought to myself, wow, no wonder these people don't want to live here and they don't want to live like this. I can't say as I blame them. But guys, I'm sorry they got born down there, and I have no problem with them coming up here doing it legally, but breaking all records last month, are you kidding me? And again, once they get into the United States, they can't just be put on a C-130 transport plane and taken back to where they came from and dumped off. The countries don't want them back. We have to go through the court system to criminally take them back out of the country, which has bogged down the entire legal system. And this is what Cloward and Piven said to do, because guys, unbridled immigration into the United States will destroy the infrastructure of the United States from a standpoint of how many people are coming in, how much can the infrastructure handle, how much can the road and bridges handle, how much can the water handle, how much. So we don't have it. We're not set up to bring another 200 million people in here. We may have 200 million more, but they don't kill us all in 30 years. The problem is we would have time to build up the infrastructure to be able to handle that. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Thanks for being who you guys are. Thanks for allowing me to pray for you every day. Thanks for praying for us. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, guys. And another thing you got to think of, too, you know, my whole aspect is I want to know why they want to come here as well. You know, you got to think about it. I want to know what your reasoning is. The people that I've seen here, you know, 2 years ago, that were so troubling to me with the videos of these Mexicans that were here waving the Mexican flag out in California, screaming F Trump and F America. I don't want them here. I don't think they should legally be allowed to even stay here. I mean, if you want to come to a country, violate its laws, talk negatively about it, and curse the president of the United States, and then claim that this is your place to live and you demand to live here, my whole thing is if you're so proud of where you came from, go back to there. My point is that. I mean, if I went over to Australia with a group of people, and we were running around Australia demanding Australia give us free food and free housing and free transportation and free cell phones and free health care, and then every chance we got the American flag up and started running around Australia with it, screaming and cussing at everybody in Australia, telling them how much we hated them and how America was so great and how, you know, F Australia and F this and F that and using so much profanity against Australia. I would think Australia would reach a point they'd be like, you know what, you guys probably just need to go. You've overstayed your welcome. We really don't want you here anymore. But for some reason, the United States, that's not politically correct to say that. So enough of that anyways. But guys, be sure to check out the website. Got a couple big specials going on right now. November's Healthy Heart Month. You guys know I like to maintain a healthy heart, especially after everything a couple years ago. So the CoQ10 Ubiquinol, I put a huge sale on for you guys right now. It's on sale for over 20% off. That's our Ubiquinol form. Incredibly good product. You can read about it on the website in detail on how good that product is and what it does. And then on top of that, I put together the Healthy Heart Support Kit, which is also on sale for over 20% off. That's the HGH Stimulate, even bigger discount. The CoQ10 with an even bigger discount. The Ultimate Multiple, the Super E. What other one is on here real quick? Let me pull it up real quick because I have it in front of me. The Norwegian Omega-3 and the B-Complex. So it's a six-product kit, very popular products at that, all in a huge discount of over 20% off. So be sure to check that out on the website at healthmasters.com. If you need anything, email us, call us. And if you just want the HGH Stimulate by itself on sale, it's on sale as well as product of the week. So be sure to take advantage of all the specials we have going on this month in November. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.